This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Instagram, the social media photo sharing site, introduced a new feature today. It's called Instagram Direct. It lets you share your selfies privately instead of just laying them out there for everybody to see, which is a nice feature, I suppose. But Sally Herships explains it's not really about the pictures.
If you're wondering if Instagram's new private feature was motivated by concerns about privacy, not so much. That's according to Brian Blau with Gartner, a technology research firm.
I really believe that this new feature that Instagram has released is about competition.
Blau says, remember, Facebook, which owns Instagram, tried to buy Snapchat, a photo and messaging service, but no deal. So if you can't buy them, copy their features so your users don't leave. Though Blau says that strategy could cause problems.
They're all starting to look the same. You know, these services are really starting to be homogenous, starting to look like one big pile of goop.
What's happening now is there's a lot of applications that want to become platforms.
Julie Osk is a principal analyst with Forrester Research.
They want to become that interface between the consumer and the phone that does all things.
And in order to get there, Osk says companies are willing to take some risks, like offering similar features. After all, the rewards can be enormous. While Instagram has 80 million users, Osk points to WeChat, an app popular in Asia, with hundreds of millions of users. It's become a platform.
I used WeChat in Beijing a month ago, and we ordered takeout food from a micro app within WeChat.
Osk says the U.S. needs to catch up with the global market. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.